The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Hello from Insight Meditation Center. Welcome to the meditation. And one of the important tendencies to become conscious about is how much of our behavior, our words, and our thoughts, our attitudes are in fact unconscious or operating on habit energy. We don't think about it. We're not aware that, we don't not choosing it. It's just kind of moving along and unthinkingly kind of thinking, doing, saying, whatever kind of comes up. And the opportunity is that with mindfulness is to be aware of what's operating within us. What are the habits of attitudes, habits of beliefs, habits of ways in which we relate to ourselves and to others, and habits of kind of how we speak to ourselves or speak in our mind, and to see it clearly enough, to see that we have a choice, or notice where we have the choice, and so that we can choose to think, to relate to ourselves, to speak to ourselves in our mind in a way that is kind, a way that is supportive, a way that is nourishing, a way that is produces or brings about some of the best qualities of our heart. And to speak to ourselves or have an attitude towards ourselves that heals, that helps create friendship within ourselves and a caring attitude about all of who we are, where we're not in conflict with ourselves or not saying things or being in ways with ourselves that, or with others that, if we really step back and listen or hear or feel the impact of what our mind is doing, we would feel sorry, we would have compassion, we would have maybe even some sorrow over, wow, this hurts, this is difficult. Let's see how we can do it a different way. And the choice point in meditation has to do with how we then bring our mindfulness, how we bring our attention to what's here. Can we find a way to, when we have a choice, to be consciously aware, to shift some of the inner dynamics so there is a kind of a friendly holding of our experience, some kind of way of being with experience. It's kind of like being with a difficult person who all we have to do is listen and be present and make room for them to speak, that they begin to relax. They stop being defensive or assertive and they can feel that we're not going to harm them. So to listen and shift our attention to ourselves that way, and to come from that place of meditative care, meditative friendliness or kindness, not to override what's happening, but to begin shifting how we relate, the place of choice in our relationship. So in this meditation, to settle in and start becoming aware and noticing what we're doing with our mind that is not connecting to this warmth, not connecting to a meaningful, supportive, connecting way of being with ourselves, that we begin holding all of who we are in an attitude of kindness, friendliness, support. And And so one of the axioms or maxims for this is to be still and gaze upon everything kindly. Be still and gaze upon everything kindly. So assuming a meditative posture, and you might think of the posture as not something that is stiff or forceful, but something that the posture itself promotes both alertness and a friendly attitude and a warm-heartedness. And then to gently lower the gaze or close the eyes. And gently, in a way that feels caring and just right for you, take some little deeper breaths. Just enough depth of breath that you really start feeling connected to your body. When you have breathed in deeply, you might take a moment or half a moment to hold your breath before exhaling. Just long enough so that your attention gathers around the top of the inhale. And then breathing out, exhaling, relaxing, and letting the exhale be longer than usual. Just a little bit, so it doesn't feel challenging. And there also, for a moment, a quarter of a moment, just very briefly, holding the breath before breathing in, holding that end of the exhale, just so that there's a beginning of a gathering, a little bit more focus on the experience of breathing. And then letting your breathing return to normal. And as you exhale, look around your body for places that you can relax, softening the body on the exhale. Might take a moment or so to pause at the end of the exhale, and in that pause to relax the body more, let go, release the holding. Settling in to be attuned to your breathing. seeing if you have any choice, whether that attunement, that attention to breathing, can be done with an attitude of goodwill, attitude of kindness or care, friendliness. And as you continue with your breathing, from time to time notice in the deeper and deeper layers of the mind, is there any habit formation of unkindness, unfriendliness, criticalness, or even animosity? And it might not be possible to stop that. But with your conscious mind seeing that, to hold it all in kindness, in goodwill and care, let the habit be habit. And let you be that place where you choose. A caring attention to what is here. To what degree are you operating on habit energy or habit thinking? And that in that habit, the attitude maybe is not one that is nourishing for you, nourishing for how you'd like to be in the world. And to the degree to which you have choice, can you choose without forcing an attitude of friendliness or goodwill? And as we come to the end of this meditation, to consider that Buddhist meditation is moving towards a radical transformation of how we relate to ourselves, so that we relate to ourselves without any animosity, without any greed or delusion, that we relate to ourselves with goodwill and care. And as we learn to do that in meditation, we realize that this is good to do in all directions, not just for oneself. And so to express that or be reminded of that, we end the meditation with a dedication of merit, dedication of the benefits. May it be that the benefits that have come from this meditation today, may it serve for the welfare and happiness of this world in whatever way that they can spread out. May our care extend out to the other people and other beings, wishing them well. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be peaceful. And may all beings be free. And may we find ways to live with this attitude, the attitude of care and love for all beings. Thank you.